And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, along with Corey Sandin today. Rick had to work in the tackle store today. How about that, huh? Very, very busy. But boy, do we have a great show for you today. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is here. We've already been talking a lot of good fishing here. Wait till you hear the stories from Captain Frank. You just wait. Southern California sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me. If you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and just one of those fun shows I like to be a part of again.
Glad you're here, yeah, Corey. Stoked. Thanks for stepping in for Ricky. He had a personnel issue at the tackle store, and has to. So if you after the show, if you want to go say hi to Ricky, he'll be working behind the counter there.
Very busy day.
Busy day. And good morning, Captain Frank.
Good morning. Good morning. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. And boy, we were talking before the show, some amazing fishing going on right now, right?
It's not amazing. It's ridiculous.
Is this best ever, maybe?
You know, best ever. Last year was best ever.
Yeah, I was going to say 5 years ago was best ever.
I believe it's 9 years in a row. It might be 10, but I know it's at least 9 years in a row.
Yeah, let's knock on wood. We'll keep that going. Keep that thing rolling.
It's just amazing. Yeah. I mean, the fishing that's going on out there right now. It's just absolutely incredible. And most of it is 50 to 100 pounds with a few 150s. One of the boats the other day had a 240-something.
That's the bluefin side.
Yes. And then the yellowfin. I have not seen yellowfin consistent grade like this in these local waters, and we're talking very local, in I don't think in my lifetime.
The grade is amazing.
That's what I'm talking about, The grade.
It's like 25 to 50?
No, 25 to 40. I haven't seen any 50. There's an occasional 50-pounder, but it's caught out there outside. But the stuff that's within 30 miles of San Diego is bluefin and yellowfin. And the bluefin are pretty much those 30, 40-pounders with occasional 80-pounder. The yellowfin is all I'd call it, for example, I watched them weigh the other day, and I would say it was 22, with most of them in the 25 to 28-pound bracket, and a few 35s.
Wow.
And that is just beautiful yellow.
Nice.
Beautiful grade.
Now, you were talking, Corey, and you and I were talking about the Sea Watch yesterday and the San Diego.
Right.
Tell us their counts. They're basically fishing the same area.
Yes.
So tell us about
and,
that.
If I remember correctly, the San Diego had 72 yellowfin, a couple bluefin, and 25 or 30 Dorado. Sea Watch fishing the same area had two or three yellowfin, some Dorado, but 37 bluefin.
Isn't in the same zone.
So in the same zone.
Yeah.
So you don't know whether you're going to catch bluefin, yellowfin, or a mix of both, and you got to be prepared. You know, for example, Ryan, who runs the Sea Watch, was recommending 40-pound tests.
40-pound?
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do if you're using 25 or 30 and you hook an 80-pounder?
They're in there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're catching a few 80-pound bluefin.
Wow.
Yes. Most of them are in that 30 to 40.
Wow.
But so you can go with the odds. I mean,
yeah.
You can hold the boat up for 2 hours with your 30-pound test trying to land an 80-pounder. But
yeah. I don't think that's going to go over too well.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't work very well.
No. Yeah. So we were talking, and probably surprises. You said that on the sonar, you guys can tell whether it's bluefin or yellowfin.
Most of the time.
Most
Not 100% of the time. But a lot of times we have a real good feel. We'll go, yeah, it's yellowfin. No, it's acting like bluefin.
Yeah.
But for sure, once you see them foaming, you can tell in a hurry.
Now, you also said Aliar on the Polaris Supreme, also out of C4 Sport Fishing, though, has an issue right now, right? He's got a problem.
Well, the fishing's too good, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I want to really do is encourage people to start thinking ahead of time. How much fish do you want?
Yeah.
Okay? How much fish are you going to take home? And I know it's hard, but at some point you have to say, hey, I've got four 70-pound bluefin, and we're going to go fish Dorado and yellowfin. I've got enough. And now it's time to either go to bed, have a beer, and root for everybody else. But
hook in hand?
You can hook in hand, but you know the way fishing is, people can pretty much hook their own.
Okay.
So you got to think about that, all right? The fishing's just phenomenal. I mean, if you're thinking about taking your son or your daughter, now's the time to go. It's just crazy. We had a boy on the Supreme. I didn't ask him his age, but I'm guessing he's 11, 12. He had one that was over 150 pounds yesterday.
Wow, cool.
Just beautiful
cool.
fish. You know, when the boat comes in, you think, God, where were they? Clarion?
Yeah.
Hurricane Bank? Where were these guys? You know, it's just amazing how beautiful the fish are. But we actually had someone leave 10 50 to 100 pound fish on the sidewalk.
Oh, man.
Just left them.
Just
went home.
Walked away.
Right.
That's
so that brings
what
up.
What a crime.
And that brings up the subject of you got to make a reservation. When you make your reservation to go fishing, you pick up the phone immediately after and call Fisherman's Five Star or Sportsman and make a reservation for when you're going fishing. Don't wait till 2 weeks
have
before
your fish
the trip.
Process.
Yeah, don't wait till 2 weeks before the trip.
No.
Because if you call 2 weeks before the trip, there's a good chance they're already filled up.
Now, I will make this note. You go on the Liberty, you go on the San Diego, the Sea Watch, they're going to fillet your fish for you on the boat.
Yes, they will.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
they will.
We're talking about a long-range
trip.
That's
correct.
So when you make a long, if you're just going for a day trip, They'll take care of you.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the process.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about three-day trips. I'm talking about all the long-range
All boats, the long-range
Okay.
Yeah. Whether it be out of Fisherman's Point, on the sea forest, whatever.
For example, I put fish in the truck yesterday, in my truck, and brought them over to Fisherman's because they couldn't come over there, and they were in a bind. Five Star could not take anymore. They would only take their reservations and brought them over to Fisherman's, and Sean was able to take them. But he said this was for shipping 3 weeks before they could ship.
They could do it.
They're that, you know, there's a problem not only with the amount of fish, but the fact that the processors can't find help.
Yeah.
There's Just not enough qualified
people to cut fish.
That's correct.
And package fish.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are good problems in fishing, though, right, Corey?
They're all.
I know. I'm smiling on one hand, right? But then
all I'm doing is just asking the people to realize, you know, those fish, they're doing great out there. Do we need to kill them if we're not going to use them? I don't think so.
Excellent point. Okay. Excellent. Let them go, right?
Yeah, that's part of our fishery for next year, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
So let them go. Just release them. And that's where you got to really be careful, because if it's nighttime fishing, you can't let them go because you got a $50 jig in their mouth.
Right.
And they're not going to live very well anyhow if they got that jig in their mouth.
Yeah.
So that's when you got to exercise your control.
Right.
You know, we had a lady on the Supreme very recently. She's excellent fisherman. She did her process, and it was over $1,000 just for, you know. So you got to think about it from a cost point, but more than a cost point, about wasting the resource.
But here's the deal, though. $1,000 fish processing bills means she has fish for the entire year.
Of course.
And that fish is going to keep very, very, very
well. She makes 7 or 8 trips a year.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You can let them go.
Some of these gals are such good fishermen.
Yeah.
I swear. Yeah, they're very, very good. And it's fun to see them out there doing their thing.
And it's fun to see this quality of fishing. One other thing we talked about, too, is trip insurance, Frank.
Yep.
Call Dawson Insurance Service. Bob and Christy and the crew there, they do such a good job.
So yesterday I had a call while I was in the office of a guy that his wife has a problem, and she's going to have emergency surgery, so he's canceling off his 10-day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right now, and then we already had a cancellation before that of another guy whose wife had a problem. So both those guys, unless we get lucky and fill it, and I've noticed that on several of the long-range boats, there's scattered openings now on 10-day trips, 8-day trips. I see them on just about every boat in the fleet. And all of the boats have some openings. The Supreme has openings on a 10-day Seeker trip. It has openings on an 8-day trip. The Royal Polaris has openings on the Shimano trip, on the Heist Tackle trip.
Wow.
There's just, you know, they're all.
I think on our Let's Talk Hookup trip, we might have one or two in December.
I think you have one spot open, but I think we already filled it.
Oh, you already
filled
it. Good.
There might be one spot.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's this last-minute cancellation. So you really need to think about it.
And
I think you and I were talking about what it costs. It's
not that expensive. You can buy an annual policy for as low as $250 a year.
That covers emergency escape or emergency transportation.
Yeah, everything. Call Dawson Insurance.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah, $250.
To not have it,
For the year.
Now, I have a higher policy. I have a $500 policy that covers higher cost. Better trip travel, better, but it covers every trip I do. I mean, think about the number of trips I do.
Do at least 30 research BS trips.
Think about how many trips that Captain Frank Lopesti does, right?
Whether
he calls them work or BS trips, I don't know. I call them work. I don't know what you do.
I think both of you are trying to call each other out.
Field research.
I am going to El Salto three times this month.
Yeah, you're talking Corey's language
are for sure.
And you actually have people can join you on that trip,
yeah,
right?
We have a few openings. They're March 10th, April 10th, and May 10th. And we do have a few openings, not many left.
So if somebody wants to go be one of the chosen ones.
Just call our office.
Call the office and say, hey, I want to go
leave a number and I'll call you back.
Yeah.
No, it's not just Frank. We have guys, Rick and Brandon from the Tackle Store Darren and RC are on another. It's all, we always have two guys from Fisherman's Tackle on these trips. And they help everybody.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it just goes to show the quality of people that Doug has in that tackle store.
Oh, yeah.
They're just, you know.
Well, you got Brandon, who's the world's greatest fisherman. There's no question about
it.
I don't know.
Him and Rick would argue with you about that. You got to be careful.
You know, Rick's a good fisherman. But Corey fishes with Brandon.
Oh,
he's next level.
Brandon is a very unique individual.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's into it.
One
Shall we say he's into it?
He's one of those.
He's similar to... Roy Rose. He has fins on his back.
Yeah. But so let's talk about the Royal Polaris long range fishing. I mean, is long range fishing down? I mean, they've been fishing down on the ridge and stuff, and having phenomenal fishing down there too, right?
Last trip, 7 day trip. Roy had 35 wahoo.
Gee.
He had 44 beautiful white sea bass.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Wait, wahoo and white sea bass.
He had 40-some the trip before.
Holy man, he found a spot.
Well, he's catching a few. And then, of course, there's all the calico bass you want to go with it. There's grouper. There's all the tuna you want, of course, that 25 to 35-pound yellowfin. Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Same grade yellowfin as we have up here right now?
Yes, exactly, same grade. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll just give you an idea. The Shogun's on a research trip, and John O'Sullivan wanted Dorado, which they already have. Friday, they put them in the truck, and they're going up Highway 5 to the...
Alive. They're keeping them alive.
Well, why would they put them in the truck if they...
For Monterey Bay?
Yeah, they're alive.
Yeah.
That's a truck that Ted Dunn helped create.
So they're going to put them in the aquarium?
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
And then they tagged a bunch for research.
Uh-huh.
But he wants 6 to 10 pound yellowfin. Renee is looking everywhere. He can't find any.
They're all too big.
And this is really unusual because we've always been able to find kelp somewhere with those small yellowfin. And he has been down in the 29 block and the 30 block up west. Can't find any small
yellowfin. It's all too big. Crazy.
And they won't keep the bigger ones. Bigger ones just don't keep.
Well, they don't want the bigger ones because they don't live as well. Because you've got to land them on hook and line. And if you could lift pole them, then they might live better.
But and not as easy to transport either. Like a 25-pound fish.
That's right.
Yeah.
These are good problems in the fishing world.
All right?
Yeah.
It just seems like our local bite here, Frank, like every summer has that 10 to 12-pound yellowfin. And
it's been gone. It's gone.
Yes. I mean,
they all grew up.
In a good way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
But this is the prime time. I mean, this is the month. September, October, the months we wait all year for here in Southern California for fishing.
I just don't understand why we aren't catching any wahoo locally either.
Right? Could happen.
Why not wish for it?
Well, okay, it could happen.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show for you today lined up with the man, Captain Frank Lopresti.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun, good information, and God, when the Liberty and the San Diego fishing within 40 miles of home have over 100 plus yellowfin the last couple days. So
it makes Corey want to watch.
Exaggerate. Some days it's 50, some days it's 80.
Yesterday was 70.
Yeah. So it's.
But do you have Dorado and bluefin mixed in with it too?
Let's put it this way. If you go fishing, you've got an awful good chance on a one-day trip. Leaving at 5:30 in the morning, coming back around 6 in the evening, you've got a very good chance of having some very, very good fishing.
Yeah. Sounds like a great time. And if you want to join us today with Captain Frank Lopresti and the world headquarters here, you can do so. You have one line open right now. We've had our lines full, and right now one available. 213-432-1090 is your chance right now to get on hold there. Or you can text us via the app. It's only done through the app. A super easy download, free. And it's the way I listen to all the archive shows.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like you can listen.
It's the way to go.
It's the only way to go. Yeah. Like while you're driving in traffic.
Live or archive.
Whether I'm working at home and listening to the shows, it's the way I do it. You can do that. Like I said, it's a free download, and it's the only way you can text the show. You can send us a message. Hugely popular. And at the end of the show, Captain Frank's going to flip a coin. And between the caller and the texter, we can give away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. How cool is that, huh?
That's awfully cool.
All right, very I know. Cool. Fishing with Taro or Neville and having a great time there. And if you want to join us again, telephone number 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We're going to be right back at Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats, it's the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man,
having fun.
Right, having Captain Frank in studio here is so cool.
So, Rock God Rick is listening at the tackle shop,
right?
And he says, for the record, I'll smoke Brandon. So, I'm throwing out, you know, that kind of putting the gauntlet down. As
maybe
going,
we should have a fish challenge. I'm sure if Brandon, I'm sure if Brandon heard that, he'd just make smile.
He'd just go, okay. Yeah, he'd just go, yeah, for sure. But anyway, glad you're listening, Rick, and I hope you're, I'm looking over there. It's a little bit busy morning over there this morning at the tackle shop.
But
for sure.
Check this out. Frank just upped the ante on the giveaway.
That, right? Huh?
So by giving us a call at 213-432-1090 or via texting the show through the app, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty, which is roughly a $240, $250 value right there.
Right there.
And Frank just upped the ante, man. We're giving away another $250 certificate, good for the RP or the Shogun.
Or the Supreme.
Or the Supreme. Okay,
so
there it is.
You can choose. So does that apply to a trip you already have booked?
A trip that has an opening.
That has an opening, yeah. What if you already have one on the books?
No.
Okay.
Why not?
If you already have one, you're not paid?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So $250 gift certificate for the Road Players, the Shogun, or the Polaris Supreme.
That's correct.
And whether book a new trip or you already have one booked for next year.
That's right.
That's very generous.
Simple right? enough.
So how we're going to do it is how. We're going to flip the coin, and if it comes up a caller or texter, that's going to go to the Liberty.
Yeah, okay.
And then is it really second place?
I don't know.
Which
right?
one? Yeah. But secondarily will be the second prize we're giving away.
So both the caller and the texter are going to win.
How about that?
Yeah.
There you
that's
go.
Cool.
Super cool.
All right.
Well, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it. How about Vinny? Vinny calling from Carlsbad. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Cookup, Vinny.
Hey, thanks. Quick question here for Frank. So, Frank, you fished all over the world. If you had one place to go back to, fresh or saltwater, where would you go? And you had one trip to finish, where would you go?
Well, that's a really difficult question. I'd consider the Amazon.
Would you?
I'd consider that, yes. But
that's
it's
a tough trip.
It's not for wussies.
Yeah.
It's a tough trip with a lot of work. Probably it would be either Guadalupe Island or Clarion. Clarion, Hurricane Bank.
It's so magical down there.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Hurricane Bank, Clarion.
And speaking of Guadalupe, there's good vibes going on right now.
Oh,
I'm not saying we're going to get it back.
Okay.
I think the possibility exists. It's not just a possibility. It's more than a possibility. There's been some work at it, and I think in the next 45 days we'll have some word as to whether it could happen for sure or not.
I see a twinkle in your eye. I like it.
Yep.
That would be cool.
Guadalupe's
it would
such
be for 2024, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hurricane, Clarion, it's all fun
now,
to fish.
What about Roca Partida? That's the place I'd love to go back to.
Roca Partida. Any of those places.
Any of those.
The Riviera Hijitos would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Benedicto can be fun, but they're all fun. But, yeah, you know, it's just on a shorter trip, it'd be Guadalupe. On a longer trip, it'd be our long trips.
Yeah.
But Amazon, if you're up for it, you know, and I'll be frank with you. The last trip I made to the Amazon, Kathy and I made to the Amazon, when we took off to come home, we just barely, in fact, I think the wings clipped a tree, barely made it out. And
I've heard those stories before.
After that happened, I said to myself, you know what? I don't really need to keep doing this.
I'm good.
I'm good. I've had three trips down here, and it's some great stories, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's and it's very hard work. You got to figure, if you're going to fish hard, you're going to do 800 casts a day. And it's not just casting. Then you got to work it to come back. You got to work it hard.
And heavier gear, too. It's not El Salto style gear.
No, it's 40 pounds.
Heavier gear.
Yeah.
2 days to get there,
and
2 days to get back.
And yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a fun trip.
Yeah.
It's a tough trip.
Yeah.
But it's also fun. I mean,
for sure.
A lot of times you're walking through the jungle while your guy's carrying a skiff, trying to pull a skiff along, and it's just
adventure.
Yeah, it's adventurous.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, T. Hello, Frank.
Hello, John. How are you?
Good, amigo. Hey, you know, I have to comment. Frank and I were out on the RP last month and really had a great trip. I had a lot of fun and great group of people. But I have to tell you about Frank. Frank is the hardest core fisherman I know by a long shot. He 2 days of fishing, I think, Frank, you maybe got 2 or 3 hours of sleep. And Frank caught the first fish, the most fish, and the biggest fish. And I think it was probably the first trip you've ever just fished, right, Frank, and didn't run the boat?
The first trip, but I just got lucky that trip, that's all.
Got lucky.
I'll tell you, you work hard at it. You work really hard at it. I was amazed. It was a great trip. Thank you, Frank. I had a great time.
I'm glad you had such a good time. John, is there any openings left for your
last 2 months?
Is there any openings left for those that still want to go to Rancho Leonero?
Yeah, there are, Frank. Yeah, we have holes in the calendars. October in particular is pretty darn busy. November is a little more open, but we have rooms throughout October and November and through the end of this month for sure.
If anybody wants to go to Rancho Leonero before it becomes something different, this is your chance.
That's going to happen, I'm afraid.
And it's going to be different, I promise you.
It's winding down. So how's the fishing, John?
Well, you know, the fishing's good. Water's warm, 90 to 92 degrees, which is as warm as I can ever recall it being. That said, it hasn't hurt the fishing. A real, real strong Dorado bite for the last 2 months, you know. Right in front of the hotel. They've moved around a little bit, but it's been pretty much concentrated right off the hotel. I mean, a short boat ride. You know, I was talking to Gabrielle this morning, and I'm up here in San Diego, and he said he could see 15 boats right in front of the hotel fishing Dorado, and limits for all anglers. What's happening is there's so many fish, they're releasing the peanuts, the smaller fish, and then hanging on to the larger fish, and a lot of bulls in that 30 to 45, 50 pound being taken. Really, really good Dorado fishing in my house. I just bunching around the boats. And further south, down by, just on south of the Pomo Park there around Fraley's, and further south, they're picking up quite a few wahoo as well. Not real big fish, but 20 to 40 pounds, and quite a few of them. They're catching them on, you know, hoochies, and the CD18s really are working the best, and the Marauders for those. But quite a few wahoo. Very few billfish for some reason. The billfish just haven't been around the past couple months. Big roosterfish. Live bait has been a little hard to get. Caballito, but if you can get a caballito, some nice roosterfish are rolling around now. Some 50, 60 pounders on the inside. So it's very, very good fishing right now, in spite of the warm water. And the air is cooling down a little bit, too. It's much more pleasant than it was in August already. Good fishing, you guys. Still maintains. Coming on.
Yeah, wow, it sounds really, really good, and this is such a great time of the year down there. I love October, November. Cools down, fishing's still good, the water's warm, so much to do, and if somebody wants to grab one of those last opportunities ever to go to Rancho Leonero, how do we do that, John?
Crazy. Ah, thanks, Steve. Don't rub it in now. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
Crazy.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, John.
Yeah. Great to hear from you.
You
and we'll
too,
talk
gentlemen.
To you Saturday, right?
You sure will.
No, excuse me. Next Sunday. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm a Sunday caller.
Sunday morning. Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. is John Ireland's spot for sure.
Sure is. Nice talking to you, gentlemen.
Yeah. Good talking to you. Thanks, John. Talk to you next week.
I just keep wondering what these naysayers are saying that we're fishing out the ocean, that there's not going to be any more fish when see these giant schools. What was it day before yesterday, Alex on the Royal Star, who, by the way, does a fabulous job, Alex said he was leaving the bank, and he saw a breeder that it was at least 1 mile long and a half mile wide.
What?
Of 100 to 150 pounders jumping.
Wow.
You know, and this, we hear this all the time. And look at the fishing the way it is. And then if you say, well, yeah, but what about the ground fish? Yeah, what about the ground fish? Go fishing on the new Seaforth. They're catching calico bass. They're catching yellowtail. Is it wide open? Well, it's not wide open. What do you expect from a half-day fishing trip? But you do have a chance to catch a 30-pound yellowtail. They had a trip here not too long on the new Seaforth where they hooked over 100 yellowtail and landed 12, I think it was.
Wow.
And all of them, I think, were 20 to 30 pound.
No, well, I heard
25
30
to 30.
Pound fish,
yeah.
I heard.
Okay.
30-pound yellowtails, awfully tough to land.
Yeah.
Especially on a rental rod. And there was a bunch of rental rods.
Sport fishing is not going to impact what our population and our abundance of fish are. But commercial fishing is another story.
It could, yes.
It's another story. So we encourage curbs on commercial fishing. For example, I'll give you an example, and it's not our area, but Alaska. and also I was just in Canada too. They basically put curtains in front of these rivers where these salmon are migrating and shut the whole fishery off. And then they say they're counting them, but do they really know how many fish are returning to go spawn and then and die and then make the next generation? I don't think so. I think that they've look at the populations of salmon. It's gone. It's dwindling, and it's all because it's not because of sport fishing. It's because of commercial fishing. So we do have to keep an eye on commercial fishing, in my opinion. For sure.
And you're talking gill net harvesting. I mean, yeah. I think that's what
exactly.
The majority of that
yeah.
is.
But even look at purse seiners. I know that Frank has a lot of friends in the purse seiner fleet, too. But, I mean, how fast would that abundance of tuna be wiped out by purse seiners if they were in this area?
No, they could sure put a serious dent in them, that's for sure.
So we do have to... It's sport fishing is not the issue, and the people in charge need to understand that it's not sport fishing.
You know, when you think about the economy of sport fishing, look at it from an economic standpoint. When you talk about jobs, and let's just take right here in Point Loma, there's probably 20 hotels that depend heavily on sport fishing.
Yes.
Guys that come with their wives, guys that come down the day before to spend the night in a hotel. So you got all those hotel people.
A lot of restaurants.
Think about the tackle stores. Think about the restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the fuel docks.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the whole tackle industry.
Yeah.
And then add in all these boats, all these small businesses, all these fishermen,
processors. These
processors, the crew members, the skippers. You're talking in San Diego, I don't know, you're probably talking 5,000 to 8,000 jobs. And if you take that across the United States, you're talking hundreds of thousands of jobs. So anyhow.
Yeah, for sure.
It's
well, I have a great text here. Good morning, guys. This is from Ron in Encinitas. Good morning. Frank, I'd like to go on the Royal Polaris, but I want to be on a trip that you are on. Can you tell me the trips you're running in 2024? Everybody wants to fish with Frank.
Well, I'm going to run the 22-day freelance special. I'm going to run that in February.
Does that have spots on it?
I think it might have one spot. You have to call the office. Other than that, I usually go on a 7-day trip that my family's on, and there'll be a couple more. I'm going on at least 3 trips a year, but I'm not running the boat very often, and the reason for that is I'm almost 80 years old, obviously, and when you have Roy Rose, Jonathan Yamati, and Trevin, it's kind of silly for me with my old eyes to go fishing. Not that I don't miss it. Yes, I do miss it very much. But running the boat, I think it's fair to the people to let them have the younger eyes and the guys that, you know, that are out there every day.
So if you call the Royal Polaris office, the ladies in the office will know what trips you're going to be on.
They've got an idea,
a general idea. If you want to go fishing with Frank, there you go. You turn 80 in November, is that right?
That's correct.
Oh my God.
Incredible.
Stud.
Incredible. That's all
for
I
sure.
can say.
Let's jump into the phone calls, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Mike? Mike Holm from La Mesa. Appreciate you joining us, Mike.
Ooh, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Well,
I guess we don't have Mike.
I don't think we do. He fell asleep.
Yeah. He might be pulling out of bluefin right now.
Yeah.
How about Tom? Tom from University City. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning. I love the show. Thanks for talking about how we need to take care of the resource, but also that the resource is healthy, because both those things are true, and it's important to take care of the fish. And I think that, you know, people are doing that, but, you know, keep educating them. It's great. My question is about the water temperature. I was looking at the sea surface temperature charts, and it looks like the whole Pacific Ocean is hot except right off of, you know, California. The warm water just never really got here, it looks like. So my question was, do you feel like that warm water is still pushing north, and, you know, are those yellowfin going to keep coming?
It sure looks that way. By where the guys are fishing down below, the fish keeps moving up. and they're keeping, you know, it seems like fish are moving in where fish have abdicated and moved up. There's still very good fishing on the 13. There's very good fishing 30, 40 miles above that. There's fish at above Benitas in the 29 block.
Wow.
And there's no reason to believe that, not to believe that October is going to be another sensational month. And I think there'll be very good fishing in November. It's just the questions of whether we're going to have any passengers to go fishing.
Ja, I think you will. There's people that want to go fishing.
I think we're going to be catching bluefin for sure all the way to January.
Wow.
Okay.
Now our Let's Talk Hookup trip that Wayne Cotto is going to be hosting on the Royal Polaris in December. It's an 8-day. Last year was sensational. Mm-hmm. And Wayne did such a good job, we have to send him as the charter master again.
Nice.
And that could be another epic trip this year,
of
right?
Of course. All of them can be epic trips. You know, we got to remember, it's fishing, not catching. Although, the last few years, it is more like catching, not fishing.
It's all about the experience. It's long-range fishing is such a great experience.
It is. It's a great experience. If you can't go, then the day-and-a-half trips. And you know, that's what I... yes, obviously the three-quarter... Well, they're not called three-quarter-day trips anymore.
Full day.
The trips full day that leave at 5:30 and come back around 6, that's a sensational deal. But if you want to catch a 100-pound bluefin, you need to go on at least a day-and-a-half trip.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
So.
Cool. Well, I'm excited about our Let's Talk Hookup 6-day Shogun trip that I'm going on at the end of October. Corey will be hosting here with Ricky, right?
Yeah. Why not?
That should be good.
Happy to do so.
Yeah, for sure.
While you're out fishing.
Bluefin.
Yeah.
It should be at least bluefin, yellowtail, and Dorado.
Yeah.
Sounds like
some good
fun.
Fishing. Yeah. I'll have some for you, I hope, Corey.
Right?
If I catch anything. You have a good text, huh?
I forgot to add yellowtail to that.
Yellowtail, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like good times. Yeah, I do have a text here. It says, good morning, guys. I had the pleasure of meeting Frank at Fisherman's Processing and got such a great feeling from it that I went out and booked 2 trips for next year on the RP. How about that, right? You didn't scare him away, Frank.
That's
a good
unusual.
Thing. Right? Can Frank comment on assist hooks and his thoughts on why several boats have now forbidden them? And whether this causes missed hookups. And on a 500-gram jig, I have had fish bite in the middle and turn it into a banana without getting hooked. And that comes from Dave in San Diego. And he says, thank you.
Yeah, I still believe in assist hooks. And you know, the hottest thing right now, if you go to Fisherman's Landing, is the eddy bomb.
The eddy bomb,
That thing is
crazy.
And then there's
it's a torpedo sinker.
Yeah.
With
and now they've come out with one that's even they've come out with a sinker that's
through wire.
7 inches long.
Oh, really?
It looks like a torpedo.
Oh, wow.
And wire all the way through.
Okay.
And if you're going to do one without the wire, don't waste your time because you're going to lose it.
Okay. Treble hook.
They believe in treble hook. I don't think you have to have treble hooks.
All right.
Okay.
Treble.
I think treble hooks also tend to rip out quite often.
They can.
Okay, but different guys, different feelings. My feeling is, no matter what kind of lure you're using, if you're not careful, something can happen. Okay.
Right.
That goes from putting it away in the rod rack.
Yes.
Okay. Making sure that you hook the thing behind your reel.
And not on front of the reel.
And not in the middle guide.
Yeah.
Okay. Where when a guy's coming by and
waist high.
Boat rolls.
Oh, my gosh.
The boat rolls and you hit the side of the boat, but you got a 6-0 hook in your arm.
Let's talk about that for a second because it's kind of one of my little pet peeves when I see people. What we're talking about is putting your hook. Especially a jig hook behind on the reel clamp, not on in front of the reel where you there's little loops on the front of the reel for
bars.
Not there, not on a guide, but actually putting the hook behind the reel on the reel clamp, right, Frank?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's the safest place to do it, and then making sure that your drag is tight enough that thing is not going to come off
not gonna
when
fall
the
loose.
When it because
right.
There's been a lot of accidents. like you say, people walking by, you know, boat lurches, you get a treble hook or something in your arm.
If you don't tighten it up, then it's going to sit there and bang against the side of the boat, and the guy is going to get all upset that's sleeping right below it.
Yeah.
You know, so is, yes, you got to tighten it up, make sure, yes.
And
it's only, it's proper etiquette for fishing. That's all it is.
And safety. And something else that would help, too, is that length, that 7 foot from the tip to the reel, you can take that mono and wrap it around and wrap it on a guide so that now you have even more tension,
which is a good point.
Instead of just leaving it straight up and down, you wrap it around one guide. And
it just
that thing is secure.
It's just a little more tension.
Yeah, it's more secure.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. All right. I have a good one here from Russell in Huntington Beach, and he says, it's a little compliment for Frank. Hi, guys. Just wanted to express my utmost gratitude to Frank for all he's done and still does for the fishing industry. A true legend.
There you go.
He's not. I know he's not going to take it, right? Frank's going to be so humble.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But it's not me. It's the entire industry. A lot of good people. We've got such great people in this industry right now, and I'm going to mention a few. Frank Orsetti, that guy.
Frank's a great guy.
He has really come to the top. He is fighting for everything. He is Ken Franke's right hand man. There's other.
What about Ken Franke?
Ken Franke is a saint. That guy isn't getting much sleep. He is on the phone.
He's
constantly
always working.
Talking to congressional people, talking to Coast Guard people. He is CARB people. Oh, this CARB thing is such a mess. Yeah. What a mess. There's
a lot of mess.
There's too much politics in sport fishing because politics has decided to get involved in sport fishing.
Welcome to California.
Thank God we've got some good people that are fighting for us. Otherwise, we'd all be in a world of you know what.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of good people that helped this.
I gotta give kudos to Tim Ekstrom.
He's been a big
part of these meetings and doing a heck of a job. As you know, Tim speaks very fluent Spanish. He's done a heck of a job, and there are other people also. You know, we have an attorney that's at every meeting that we have, and Scott Shepard. It's just been.
And you have a lot of people in Mexico that are helping too, right?
No,
a lot of
absolutely.
Really close people that have been good to us.
And yep.
Yeah,
yep.
For sure. Corey, you have a good one, huh?
Well, good or bad, I just happen to have it in front of me and been reading it. And it comes from Gary White in Lawndale. And it says, good morning, everyone. Frank, can you speak about Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, things like the Real Week and the Super Grand Raffle? Also, what trade shows Rollo will be at?
Well, we're going to be at the Orange County show for sure.
The Pacific Coast Sport Fishing.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yep.
And we're working right now to get to be at Fred Hall's show.
At the Bart Hall shows.
Yeah, we're not sure whether we're going to do both of them or just one of them. We're not sure of that yet.
Tackle Day coming up November 4th. There's a huge fundraiser at Tackle Day on November 4th.
Count on us being there.
Yep.
And as far as the Reel of Week thing is still going, the big raffle, I just donated a trip to that just the other day.
Wow. For 2024.
Yeah, an 8-day trip, I believe it is. And, it's all still going on. And, what more can I say? It's the Friends of Rollo trips are going well. I just booked two for our local church here. You know, the school at our local church, there's lots of trips still going out. In fact, I think there was one Friday afternoon on the Dolphin. We've got them going out up and down the coast. We're taking a lot of kids fishing, that's for sure.
That's cool.
It is so fun to watch these. You know, right now, I don't know if you're aware of it, but on Sundays on the Dolphin, they're doing a kids fish free. Okay, and it is so fun to watch.
I think with a paid adult,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
It's so fun to watch
the Dolphin is the half day out of Fisherman's
Right. Yeah. It's so fun to watch a dad walking along with a kid that's about 2 feet tall or 2.5 feet tall,
so
and
cool.
his little rod, and those kids are so excited.
Yeah.
It's just so fun to see.
That's so cool. Neat. So, I think maybe important to mention too, Pete, I love rock fishing, right? And Frank just mentioned the dolphin half day. Our regulations just changed
mm-hmm.
2 days ago. So
right.
you cannot fish the rockfish inside
shallower than 300.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Or 350.
Is it 350?
I think yeah. so. That, don't take our word and our info other than check the regulations, because it did change.
It's ridiculous.
It is, but it's...
And then it's closed January, February, March.
I just wanted to give the
yeah.
the public service announcement.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah. No,
absolutely.
No,
it's something
yeah.
I love.
Be aware.
Yes.
Be aware.
There
yes.
it is. All right. Hey, with that being mentioned, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup more with Captain Frank Lopress and all this killer fishing going on when we turn on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beat Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf's Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like 2 free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 freeway in Orange County.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marine attendants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and having so much fun in studio. We're giving away a not only a full day trip on the Liberty, but Frank's up the ante and also added a $250 certificate for the Shogun, the RP, or the Player Supreme.
How about that?
All right,
so caller and a texter winner today,
dude. Everybody wins. Come on.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, we've got the catch report, and it's brought to us by Summit Gasoline. Fill up lately, then you know gas prices are way up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas prices on diesel. You can get low gas prices for, like I said, diesel, your car, your truck. It's so easy to pull in there with your boat. I did it on Monday. Just so convenient.
And gas...
Hey, on Monday
was $4.99
a gallon.
I was there.
I mean, when was the last time you saw sub 5 gallons?
When was the last time you saw over 6?
Listen, this morning, I put gas in the vehicle at the local gas station. I should have went to Summit. Screwed up.
Yeah.
You ready? 610.
Tease.
Yes, yeah. At the local. Yes.
So that's why you need Summit gasoline.
There it is. And if you're filling up with over 35 gallons of gas, you get 100 pounds of free ice. That's exactly what I did. Step in and say hello to Martha and the friendly staff at Summit Gasoline at the sports arena.
Yeah, and now I have a new... go ahead, Frank.
It's where I go all the time. Yeah. It's the only station I go to.
It's the best.
And even there, I mean, it's scary what we're paying for fuel. I mean, especially on these boats right now. And
oh, boy.
People want to know, is there a fuel surcharge? You're absolutely, absolutely. They have to have a fuel surcharge. They can't survive without a fuel surcharge right now.
Yeah.
It's terribly expensive.
For sure.
So.
Yeah, you know, and some of them, I might add, too, has a great bistro inside, too. Fresh sandwiches and breakfast burritos and the whole thing.
So they got everything.
Yeah. All fresh
and
made.
And it's clean, and it's friendly, and it's super nice. And free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners. Hey, let's start off at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Captain Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff this morning. Man, I like Frank's prediction of this end of October stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah, we'll take that for sure. But, you know, we had a great week up here across the board with, you know, opportunity in a lot of different areas, which is, you know, what more can you really ask for? Along the coast here for the half day, guys, is water 70 to 71, which is plenty warm to, you know, keep things alive and going. That red tide kind of pushed out, so that kind of cleared up a bit. So that bass fishing showed some improvement along with that. Classic fly line fishing for those calico bass right now with plenty of bites coming off the rigs fishing the bottom for the sand bass, sheephead, and sculpin. So happy guys been staying plenty busy with that kind of stuff. You guys did talk about that, you know, they call it the offshore rockfish season, so we are into that. So any of that rockfish that we catch on these half-day trips, that stuff all goes back because we're inside that 50-fathom line in that regard. Three-quarter day and all-day trips this last week, you know, we focused on this offshore opportunity that we have out in front of our harbor here. You know, we saw some good tuna chances all week, both with the bluefin and the yellowfin. That bluefin ranged in size from 15 to 20 pounds to well over 50 to 70 pounds. And then that yellowfin, good mix, great of fish there too, 20 to 40 pound fish. And we got the boat stopped, sonar schools, fish on kelps, bird indicators, foam spots, all that stuff was in play and got us stopped up this week. The hot setups for our guys, you know, the fly line setups with that 25 pound line for that yellowfin was just fine. And then if you had to kind of scale it down a little bit with smaller hooks, fluorocarbon and whatnot for that bluefin, you know, we had a little plunker bites on that stuff, just classic finicky bluefin. So, you know, we had to kind of fine-tune the tackle setups to match what the fish were doing. And then other days, the 40-pound was getting bit just fine. So come prepared with the suitable rod and reels, the right-sized hooks. Those hooks are going to range anywhere from a size 4 on some days up to 2.0, depending on what the bait is and that we have. So come with that. We also had some nice kelps with some Dorado on it, all close. It's just good opportunity within a good, legit 25 miles at home. So either down the coast, up and out, it didn't really matter. It was just having your machines tuned right, paying attention, and, you know, being in those zones when that stuff wanted to bite was the name of the game. And then the Fury, he's had excellent fishing as well this week. He returned from a day and a half yesterday morning with easy limits of bluefin. Those guys worked hard all night for that stuff and shots at the yellowfin during the day. And they've just been incredibly busy and had some great Dorado days too. So again, it's all relatively close. So we're grateful for the opportunities that we have. It's one of those deals, you know, we kind of wait all season for these chances and these opportunities. So if you guys want to hop on a boat, you do need to make a reservation. Call landing office here on number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can do it the easy way and book online at danawharf.com, or tag us or link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup page and book online from there. So just keep tabs on our social media, both on Facebook and Instagram. Kind of keeps you up to date of what we got going on, tackle recommendations, and all that good stuff. So that was our week, and we're looking forward to another good one.
Incredible stuff there, Brian. Like, stuff happening so close, full day, three-quarter day type stuff. It's just that time of the year, my friend.
That's it. It's just chances. We just want opportunities, and, you know, we've had those, so we're grateful for those, and we'll just keep riding it out as best we can.
Well, if somebody wants to join you, again, the telephone number, way to book a trip for this coming week.
Cool. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Appreciate the time, guys.
Awesome as always, Brian, and look forward to talking to you again next week, and appreciate it all. And
thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, my favorite report of the week, not only Brian Woolley, but we've got Mr. Gundy Gunderson, the surf guru. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hello, Frank.
Hello, Gundy. How are you?
Very good, mister. Very good. You know, you heard Woolley tell it like it is. You know, it's been kind of the beach, honestly, has been in a funk, but Thursday we had a new moon tide and some water moving, and so yesterday a little more action in the surf. You know, it's been that streaky off color water, a little red tide mixed in. Those guys up in Santa Barbara have been doing well, fishing the cleaner water out west, Refugio, El Capitan, some nice perch catches there, some fish up to like 12 inches, just about anything working there, mussel, lugworms, grubs. There was also a good stretch along Torrance Beach where Just Fishing reported one of their anglers scored four beautiful corbina. And it's a funny thing. It's just a nice stretch, maybe a mile and a half. He described it as clean water, and that's what you got to hunt for under these conditions. There was also some croakers starting to bite here over the weekend off the San Clemente Pier, off the Oceanside Pier, things like that. But what was interesting and what carried the day was the inside fishing, inside the bays, harbors, and lagoons. Real strong tides produced the good fishing, bay bass, sand bass, halibut, orange mouth, several orange mouth too. We'll get back to that. 15-pound halibut in Dana Point Harbor on a live smelt. And then a few orange mouth catches. I got one from San Diego Bay, another from Mission Bay. The fish are up real good in the evening and at night and eating that little top water like Zara Spooks, Zara Puppies, you know, Popars, things of that nature. And, boy, that fishery just seems to get better, that orange mouth. And then finally, one of the regulars there at Pacific Coast Fish, San Diego Bay on a skiff, had six orange mouth fishing the bay with little 2.5-inch swim baits, six halibut, three legals, and 64 bass. So, you know, sometimes when the beach ain't happening, you got to make a move, and those guys made the right move.
Yeah, sure. San Diego Bay has been on fire lately.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, all bays sound like. Yeah, it's good fishing for kids.
I mean, it's just there's so many opportunities in that bay, so much different structure. I mean, you could spend a week fishing there.
You're absolutely right. I mean, we're very fortunate. We're sitting over San Diego Bay right now. It's one of the most beautiful fisheries on the West Coast here.
No question.
For sure.
Healthy, just excellent.
Lots of life. I mean, from...
Excellent show, gentlemen. Enjoying it.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate the report. Talk to you next Sunday.
All right.
That wraps up our catch report.
It does. And the catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros of Fishman's Processing in San Diego.
They have the best processing for your fish when your trip returns with Fish Pros. The market, you can also purchase their famous spices, the rubs, or poke kits. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. Be sure to make your reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. And we'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More with Frank Lopresti when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
If it was possible to improve near perfection in a lever-drag saltwater reel, Shimano is the company that can do it. Introducing the all-new Telica 12A and 16A two-speed lever-drag reel. These new Telica reels raise the bar of Shimano's flagship reel again with ultra-smooth reeling and powerful drag performance to conquer long battles with trophy game fish. The addition of Shimano's innovative Infinity Drive technology leverages a new drag design to increase drag force to produce up to 30% lighter rotation during tough battles. The new generation of Telica now features X-Protex technology to boast high-level water resistance in vital areas. These new Shimano reels feature a Hagani body made of highly rigid aluminum to reduce the reel's overall weight. The palming side plate is an additional 6% smaller than the previous generation. Push the limits. Shimano's all-new Telica 12A and 16A reel. Available at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.